This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear about the Native American Church's lawsuit against the TSA and how it resulted in better training for screening sacred items. And the sous chef is a finalist for a National Culinary Award. Here's reporter Cole Primo.
Back in 2015, Sandor Ironrope, the former president of the Native American Church of America, was headed back to San Antonio, Texas from a conference. For his carry-on, he had his ceremonial box filled with sacred items. The incident that resulted in a lawsuit began when his items were being screened by TSA agents. Ironrope asked agents if he could display the items himself so the energy wouldn't be polluted. But agents refused and, according to Ironrope, roughly handled the items. He said the incident hindered his spirit, and when he simply wanted to talk and address the issue with airport officials, there was no point person. I spoke with Forrest Tadanipa, the attorney of the lawsuit and a member of the Comanche Nation in Oklahoma. Forrest says the Native American Church did not want to bring on a lawsuit, but eventually had to in order to get the TSA to address specific issues with Native American travelers. There were only general guidelines before the lawsuit.
Basically, our goal is to kind of put a little more specificity on what it means to accommodate, you know, Native American religions.
After about a year, the lawsuit was settled with no side acknowledging blame. But the TCA did agree to better educate its employees on Native American religion at more than a dozen airports nationwide, including Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Now, TSA agents at MSP Airport will receive written training materials explaining how to inspect items in a respectful manner.
Kind of a tiered structure where the first line is obviously just relying on the x-ray, and then if that creates some sort of concern, to then have the person traveling take the item out and manipulate it himself or herself, and then, you know, if some sort of physical handling is necessary, to use gloves and accommodate requests to change gloves or to have an officer of a specific gender inspecting specific items.
The fact sheet for TCA agents will be published in the coming months. In other news, you could say March has been a great month for Sean Sherman, the founder of the Sous Chef.
It's amazing. We were just really hopeful that, you know, that we were getting notice and, you know, it's a possibility, and we believed in the book, so it feels great.
In March, Sherman learned he is a finalist in the National Culinary Awards from the James Beard Foundation. It's for his book, The Sous Chef's Indigenous Kitchen, and it's in the American Cookbook category. I sat down with Sean Sherman at the Uptown restaurant Lynn Hall to hear a bit about his book. He says the inspiration for it was simple. It filled a need.
Well, I always tease that, like, when I first started researching this, I couldn't just go online and order Joy of Native American Cooking, you know? So there were some great Native American cooking cookbooks out there, but not in the vein of that we were looking for.
The book, co-authored by local author Beth Dooley, avoids modern stereotypes of Native American food, like Indian tacos or fried bread. Instead, what's featured is indigenous wild and foraged ingredients, game, fish, fruits, and vegetables.
Cutting out wheat flour and dairy and processed sugar and not even using beef, pork, or chicken, but really thinking about regional, indigenous, and completely decolonized foods.
And these recipes are more accessible than most may think.
Well, some of them are really simple, just like as simple as corn mush, you know, with some maple or something like that. Or maybe make it for breakfast, make it savory, and we had some duck eggs on one, I think. And, you know, the simple wild rice dishes and just utilizing things that are around us.
Now that the book is published and out there, the nonprofit is using it to improve Native communities, selling the book at wholesale rates to tribes.
We look at how colonialism works, you know, and the biggest way that they subdue a lot of these indigenous cultures is by removing them from their food. So it's really a war on food. So if we reclaim our food, it gives us a lot of power back, and it also gives us a lot of identity back.
Aside from the cookbook, Sherman has big plans for the Sous Chef, including opening up educational centers inside restaurants around the nation, educating the public about indigenous foodways, as well as helping with food access in general. Meanwhile, Sherman is excited to be considered for the coveted James Beard Award, and he doesn't have long to wait.
April 27th, so we'll be in Manhattan. Beth and I will be in Manhattan to see if we win. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about a 1 in 3 chance, so.
That's a pretty good chance.
It's a pretty good chance. Yeah. We'll take it. You know, even being nominated is a huge honor. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of cookbooks that get released every year, and you know, have the privilege of at least being a finalist in that realm is awesome. So.
Sherman plans to use the opportunity to visit more Native communities around North America and to work on learning more language, including his own Lakota language. I'm Cole Primo.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.